from KQED.
It's KQED News. I'm Raquel Maria Dillon. The first day of school is a big deal for kids and families. Imagine what it's like after a year of distance learning and isolation in a pandemic. Well, today, Berkeley's public elementary school students went back to class. And here to tell me how it went is Jamila Dunn, mom to a first grader who returned to in-person instruction today. Jamila, how's your son doing? How are you doing?
I'm thrilled. I was literally crying tears of joy this morning as I dropped him off. There were families and friends waving and greeting one another, neighbors playing music and welcoming folks back, volunteer parents acting as crossing guards. And the mood was joyful. I honestly, a month ago, would not have ever imagined that this day would come this year, that we would be back to full-time education for our children in Berkeley.
Where was that emotion coming from? You said you cried.
It's coming from a year of frustration and hopelessness, honestly, and a year of advocacy and speaking up that felt honestly like it was not going anywhere. At the end of February, no one saw this coming. At least I didn't. When the notice came out from Superintendent Stevens that BUSD was offering full-time instruction for elementary school kids, I spoke with other families who thought his email had been hacked. I mean, we lost half of our income this year. My husband was laid off and stayed home. It's been a really, really tough year. And finally, spring is here. We have school. Families are, you know, seeing each other again for the first time in months. And it's honestly one of the best days of my life. I'm going to cry again.
You talked about the frustration of distance learning. It must have been really hard for your seven-year-old to focus on Zoom lessons. How do you cope? How'd your family cope with a lot of other changes, too?
You know, we're not a family that does a lot of screen time to begin with. So to put him in front of a screen for several hours a day and then have him do homework, which is already not age appropriate for a first grader, was a big challenge. I mean, there were days when he was just screaming at the screen on mute, and that became kind of normalized and a thing that he could do, which is, you know, nothing I would have ever imagined before this. Now we just get to go back to being adults, and he gets to be a kid with friends and learning with a fabulous teacher in the same room. You know, we're fortunate that he's just on grade level because he had the luxury of a transitional kindergarten year to kind of get ahead in the beginning. You know, most other families are not as fortunate as us in many ways, and I can't even imagine what they've gone through.
What did your son say at the end of school today?
He said it was great. And he said he wanted to go with his friends to his after school program and that we should just go because he was fine.
Well, Jamila Dunn, I wish your son well. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And thanks to all the fabulous people at Berkeley Unified who made this happen.
That's Jamila Dunn, a Berkeley Unified parent on the first day back at in-person school. I'm Raquel Maria Dillon, KQED News.